Krishna.
Okay. Ato Vaikuntha Tatparshadadi Nam Abhitar Upangatvat Ahampadenaiva Brahanam Raja Sau Prayatiti Vat. Thus, by the word I are also understood. What verse are we commenting on? Ahamayvasama Evagrima. So I alone was in the beginning. But by the word I are also understood Vaikuntha and the personal associates of Vaikuntha.
I forgot the water. Could you get it?
Yeah. Since they are secondary aspects of his, similarly to such expressions as, the king is going. The king is going, but it means the king with his whole entourage. Tatas te nascha. What's the word? I've got the wrong font here. I can't read all the letters. Tatas. What's the next word?
Tesham.
Tesham cha tadvadeva stitir bodhyate. It is consequently understood that they are also situated the same way as he is. He is all pervading, he is present in all phases of time, eternal. So are his Vaikuntha and the residents of Vaikuntha. Tatacha Raja Prashnaha, Sacha Piyatra Purusho Vishwasdit Yudbavatyayaha, Mutvatma Maya Mayesha, Shete Sarva Guhashayaha. Iti. Therefore, King Parikshit says, please also describe the form in which the Purusha creates, maintains, and destroys the universe. That controller of the material energy leaves aside this Maya and lies down in the hearts of all living beings. Shivadura Prashnas Cha. Tatvana Bhagavam Stesha Pratita Pratisankramaha Tatvimak Ka Upasinan Ka Uswit Anushirate Iti. Shuvidura also asks, please describe how many kinds of dissolution there are for the elements of material nature. Who survives during the dissolutions to serve the Lord? And who joins him in his sleep? Kashikam Gepi Uptam Sri Dhruva Charite Nachavakte Yad Bhakta Mahatya Pralaya Pari Ato Chitro Kile Loke Saikat Sarvago Vyayaha Iti. And it says in the Kashikanta, in the history of Dhruva, this is in the Kashikanda Skandavarama. Padmapurana. Which one? Skanda. Because his devotees do not fall down, even in the great catastrophe of universal destruction, thus he is the infallible Lord. In all the worlds only, he is all pervading and incorruptible. So he's incorruptible, he's indestructible, and so are his devotees. Commentary. When Lord Narayana told Brahma, I alone was present at the beginning of creation. Brahma had just wakened from the ignorance of sleep, and was still confused about how to go about recreating the universe. Lord Narayana therefore explained himself in the simplest terms, without introducing the complexity of his private life. Just, I was there before the universe was there. Nothing about what he was doing, who he is. Without introducing the complexities of his private life. Even the rare souls with special vision who could see Lord Mahavishnu lying in the causal ocean are usually unaware of what the Lord is doing in Vaikuntha while sleeping in the causal ocean. And it's not very common that anybody can even see Lord Mahavishnu lying down in the causal ocean. Ordinary people can't even see that. By special invitation, Brahma obtained a glimpse of the Lord Narayan's Vaikuntha life. So Brahma saw how Lord Narayan lives in Vaikuntha, got a glimpse, in which he is surrounded by countless servants and engaged in the unlimited variety of his pleasure pastimes. Brahma heard, "I alone was present." After seeing with his own eyes the many servants attending the Lord in the splendor of Vaikuntha, at the same time he's creating the material world in his mystic sleep. Even an ordinary king rarely goes out in public without an elaborate entourage surrounding him. Oh, look, the king is passing by. Evokes the excitement of a whole spectacle of ministers, elephants and horses, soldiers, praise sayers and maidservants. Because the world Vaikuntha and the Supreme Lord's personal associates and opulences are all implied by the word I, they can be understood to be equal in quality with him. They are all eternal, infallible, and fully cognizant and blissful. In the verse cited here, Parikshit Maharaj describes Lord Vishnu as he lies in the causal ocean and in the hearts of all living entities. The Lord in his repose leaves aside his material maya, but it is not said that he leaves aside his internal energy. Vidura pointedly asks Maitreya, who continues to serve the Lord when he is apparently alone at the beginning of creation? Upasira, who's worshiping him when he's lying down by himself? Even then, as in all situations, he is with his companions and his energies. And as the Lord is eternal, not subject to death when the universe is destroyed or to rebirth when the universe is recreated, so also are his pure devotees, not subject to birth and death. The Kashi Kanda confirms that the Supreme Lord's devotees live aloof from the material creation and its destruction. Some of them remain in the material world for his service, but free from the sufferings of birth and death, and others join him in his eternal kingdom. The Kashi Kanda is part of the Skanda Purana, the fourth major kanda out of seven. And I have to look it up and find out what the context of that verse is, who's talking to whom, but I haven't looked up yet. Okay. Any questions?
Yes.
You see that the Vishnu is lying down, there's actually the four Kumaras, the other sages, and there's Chandra Surya.
No, but that's after the world is created. All these demigods have already taken their bodies. That means after the creation. But in the beginning, before he created the world, before he glanced at Prakriti, he was all by himself.
And also the associates are there.
Well, Narada is there. But he also takes birth in the material world. Because he took his Narada body at the beginning of the Kalpa, you know, it came out of the breath of Narayan and took that body. So until Narayan breathed out and looked at Maya, even Narada wasn't there. The four Kumaras took birth later, and all the other demigods even later.
They're
in Vaikuntha, but they're not appearing in the material world. Narayan is there with his associates in Vaikuntha all the time. Okay. All right. Yes. Behind you. In front of you.
I want to ask, is it correct in English?
This is before Brahma did his part of the creation. Brahma's born after the initial part of creation. He's born at the end of the first phase of creation. So Vishnu, at least recently, maybe he's done with it, but he's recently done that. He's glanced at Maya, separated out into the elements. Demigods took up, entered each of the elements. So that has, now Brahma has taken birth, and now he's gone to visit, or he's woken up from sleep, and he's gone to visit Lord Narayan. Okay, maybe it's not exactly true that it's, that Lord Narayan's creating the universe at this at the same exact time. Especially if this is not Brahma's first day. If he's waking up on a new day. It's not the creation of the universe, it's just recreation of Brahma. Okay, hold on a second. Let me see if there's really a problem with that. How does it begin?
I was present after sleep.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, well, the universe was created before that. Especially if this is not Brahma's first day, but it's after he's 50 years old, he's just waking up in the morning. But the creation is going on. Mahavishnu is still lying down. He's lying down until the end of the universe. He's still breathing out. So, in a sense, he's maintaining the universe. He's not, the initial creation is done. So let me see. How about maintaining instead of creating?
Because one time he said, he saw simultaneously two forms. One is when the universe is
dominating
from his body, but in another one, in the Vaikuntha,
it says that he went with his own eyes and saw the Lord in Vaikuntha. While he was watching him in Vaikuntha, back in the Garbha ocean, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu is still lying on Antashesha. No, it doesn't say he saw both of them. He said he saw with his own eyes the Lord in Vaikuntha. And at the same time, the Lord is creating the material world in his mystic sleep. It doesn't say he saw that also. It doesn't say he saw both of them. That's not what the sentence says. You may get the wrong idea from reading it, but that's not what the sentence actually says. It says he saw Lord in Vaikuntha. And while he was seeing the Lord in Vaikuntha, Lord Mahavishnu was still lying on the Mount of Shish. It doesn't say he was seeing both at the same time. Okay, now what is that? First saw Garbhadakshaya Vishnu when he was on the lotus flower. Then he got invitation to come to Vaikuntha, and he saw Lord Narayan there. Yes, it's the same Lord, the same person.
Because they are speaking about Lord Brahma, first he saw Garbhodaka Vishayajan, then he is speaking about Karanta Vishayajan. Then again, Lord Vishnu is not aware of that. So, what are the relations?
Well, the thing is, I'm not saying that Brahma saw all these things simultaneously, but they're all going on. Garbhodaka Vishnu is still there, and Karanta Vishnu is still there too, even now. I'm just saying they were there. You know, that Mahavishnu is still lying in the closed ocean while Brahma takes his visit to Vaikuntha. That's all. Yes. Bewildering because there's only one causal ocean, there's one Mahatattva. You don't have separate Mahatattvas in each of the universes. You have separate stocks of all the other elements. Mahatattva pervades all the universes. And in Mahatattva, there are the 10 elements separated and 10 demigods. But these demigods are not demigods for each universe. These are prototype demigods for the whole show. And it's just not identified what their status is and who they are. Are they jivas or what? Then we're not told. And there's a Brahma in the causal, in the Mahatattva. And there's countless different Brahmas in each universe. Who's that first Brahma? What's his status? We're barely given the fact that there are such prototypes, but what they are, we're not told. There's only a few hints about them in some of the commentaries of the third and fourth canto. Bhagavatam doesn't say anything explicit. But the commentaries bring this out, and they don't really say what the identity of those first demigods are. I did this research with Tamal Krishnaraj. We spent a month and a half going over the commentaries, and that's as far as we could get. There was no more information.
The first time I heard this was in one of the meta classes from Tamal Krishnaraj.
Yes.
Right.
But we read them all, but there was no more information.
The first day of Brahma is just 50 years ago that he's recreating.
Right.
After each night of Brahma, the upper portion of the universe is still there.
Yes, generally.
And so he has done it for 50 years, and part of the universe is still there, still doesn't know exactly how to do the job.
I don't know. This is after, this is the midpoint of his life, so maybe it's a major change. Not like every other day. Maybe everything got destroyed this time. Otherwise, if he's got his whole Swargaloka department still intact, why is he so confused? I don't know. Not Swargaloka. Swargaloka is destroyed, but Maharloka and the upper planets. So he has, he can go ask the sages what's going on, and they should be able to tell him. Okay, anything else? Yes.
Like we are discussing about Chatushvaki Bhagavatam, established that the Aham is Krishna, Narayana, the person. I don't understand how suddenly this Vaikuntha the associates came from what logical.
Well, who's speaking the verse? Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha is speaking the Chaturvedic Bhagavatam. So, the first immediate identity of the I then is Lord Vaikunthanath. And he said, he's personally saying, I alone was there before the material creation. And we're just pointing out that when he says I, it doesn't mean that he's all by himself, not least in his Vaikuntha context. He's got everybody else with him.
Is this the point that something is going to go wrong?
Well, I think that what the further conclusion that Jiva mentions here is that this means that his associates and his abode are transcendental as he is, are eternal and perfect the way he is.
Because this point of covered in previous anuchetas,
yes.
So I think it is analogous completely.
Well, okay, hold on a second. I don't have it here because it's not my original computer. You look at the table of contents and see what the general context is here. What we're getting to is pretty much a summary that Bhagavan is, you know, we've already talked about Bhagavan and his different aspects that has been discussed in earlier anuchetas, including that his body is eternal, his abode is eternal, his devotees are eternal and perfect. Now we're sort of putting the whole picture together and describing that Bhagavan is the Purna Tattva, that is complete absolute truth. That's the general theme now for the last anuchetas. We're on 95, there are only 101 anuchetas in all the world. But you want to know the immediate, what's the point here? I can't tell you without looking at the back and forth and looking at the table of contents, and I don't have the table of contents here in the computer. You can ask me later. You have an idea? Okay. Well, you can look. What do you see there? I'll show it to you. Okay, 94 through 90. So the last part of the book, from Anucheta 94 to 101, that's the last section, is really, it's first of all about Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is about it's not different from the Supreme Lord, who is the Supreme Absolute Truth. So we were talking about how the Bhagavatam is supreme, and now we're talking about how the Bhagavatam in its four verse condensation perfectly describes Bhagavan. Really, the major topic here is how Bhagavatam is not different from Bhagavan, and how it completely describes him. And so in this anucheta 95, the point is that even in those four verses, there's a complete description of Bhagavan. And then next anucheta 96, we'll discuss how all the scriptures actually refer one way or another to Bhagavan. And that he is number 97, especially says that the Vedas, these Shrutis, are actually talking about Bhagavan. And there'll be reference to the prayers of the personified Vedas. That's in 97, another long anucheta. 98, we'll discuss how that Bhagavan, the Supreme Absolute Truth, appears in both ways, as Shaktiman, as the possessor of potencies, and he also appears as his potencies. And at 99, talking about the potencies, he has his Swarup Shakti, his internal personal potency, and that is personified by Lakshmiji. Then we have two more anuchetas. In Bhagavan, the qualities and the possessor of qualities are not different. And then last, the way to achieve that Bhagavan is bhakti. So that's what's going to be discussed in the last anuchetas. Here we're showing in this current anuchet that the four verses that are the nutshell of the Bhagavatam, they completely describe Bhagavan. So there's only like eight more anuchetas, including this one, or less than eight. Six more, including this one. But some of them are pretty long, so we're on file 29, there's actually 35 files. There's five more files, six more files after this one. So, because some of the anuchetas take up the whole file. Okay, anything else? Maybe we can go on to the next paragraph. Okay, we have this verse, Aham Eva Asami Bhagri. Aham Eva Iti Eva Kari I need help here. What's the word? Evakarina. Kartra antarasya rupa tvadikasya cha vyavritihi. By the word only, in the phrase only I exhibit was present. There are denied such alternatives as there being some other active agent there beside him, or that the Supreme is formless. Both of those are denied by him saying I and only I. And because who's talking? The I who's talking is Lord Narayan with his form. So it's not that formless Brahman was there in the beginning. No, he, Narayan, was there in the beginning with his form. Asam evedi tatra sambhavanaya nivritihi. And by the words, I indeed existed. Asam eva. Eva means only, but is modifying the word it comes after. So I was there only. I wasn't not there. I was there and I was only there. I was existing and I was only existing. I wasn't not existing. Any doubt, and by the words I indeed existed, asameva, any doubt about the truth of this is removed. Yet taruptam yadrupa guna karma kam iti. That was the previous verse. I'll tell you about me and how, what forms and qualities I assume and my activities. That was the promise of Narayan to Brahma. By my mercy, you'll understand all this. And this is also stated in the phrase, with what visible forms, qualities, and activities. So he's there, he's real, and he's got a form, he's got qualities, he's got activities. He says so himself. Ata eva yad va asam eva iti brahmadi bahir jana jnana gochura siddhyadi lakshana priyantarasyaiva vyavritihi natu swantaramba lilaya api. Okay, when he says, there is also another explanation that I existed only denies any other activities of creation and so on as are accessible to the understanding of Brahma and other external persons. There, he was there by himself. There was no material creators involved. And there was no material process of creation. But this phrase, I alone was there, does not deny the confidential pastimes of his inner self. His own inner life, that's not contradicted. Yatāduna sau rāja kāryam na kinchit karotiti ukte rāja sambandhi kāryam eva nishidyate natu shayana bhojanādikam apiti tadvat. Okay. This is similar to how saying the king is now not doing anything denies only his business related to ruling, but not also his sleeping, eating, and so on. He's not doing anything official, but he might be sleeping or eating or watching television or doing something. Yadva sadati deep. Adani shu ityasman asam sampratam bhavata dvishyamanaya visheshaya abir agre pi vivajamana evatishtaham ati, what is it? Evati itishtam iti nirakara tvadikasyaiva visheshato vyavritihi. Okay. Or alternatively, according to the definition of the verb us refers to movement, illumination, and taking. The word asam specifically denies formlessness and so on, with the idea, with the special qualities you are now seeing, I also appeared resplendently.
awesome in the beginning. I was like, I was there. The same I that you see now, the way I am now, that's what was there in the beginning also, with all my qualities and everything. Taruktamanena shlokena sakara nirakara Vishnu lakshana karish, what? Karimyaha mukta phala tikayamapi.
Therefore, even in the mukta phala commentary, which is Mayavadi commentary by Gopadeva, which tries to characterize Lord Vishnu as both with and without form, tricky Mayavada commentary, that's, you know, accepts that Vishnu has a form, but also presents that Vishnu also doesn't have a form. This verse is taken as saying, this Ahameva Sameva Gre. Napi Sakaresh Vyaptihi Tesham Akara Tirohitvad Iti. This description in this verse, Ahameva Sameva Gre, Vopadev says, does not fail to also refer to the Lord's appearance with form, since the forms of these appearances never disappear. So he doesn't say that, the Mayavadi, Vopadeva doesn't say that Ahameva Mevagre means that he was there in a formless, as formless Brahman, because the form of Narayan is constant, it never disappears, admitted even by Vopadeva. Aitareka Shrutischa Admai Vedam Agra Asi Purusha Vidaha. The Aitareya Shruti, or the Aitareya Upanishad, also states, in the beginning the self alone was existing as a person, Purusha Vidaha. Etena Prakriti Ka. What? I can't. Prakriti, what? Pratikshanato pi prabhavad purushad apyuttamatvena bhagavad jnanam eva kortitam. Thus, since what is being described occurred even before the purusha glanced at material nature, knowledge of the personality of Godhead as superior to even the purusha is being. Yeah, even before Mahavishnu lied down and did his glancing, even before Mahavishnu came into the picture, Narayan was there, even before that. So we're talking about personality of Godhead, even superior to the Purusha Mahavishnu. We're talking about Narayan, the person who's always there in Vaikuntha. Ahama and Vasam. Even before the creation, I was, the I who you're seeing now in Vaikuntha, I was present. Even before Mahavishnu appeared. Commentary. Lord Narayan alone created the world. No one else can claim to be the creator. Brahma is only the chief assistant. Nor is there an impersonal higher reality underlying the personality of Godhead, more real than him, and from which he and everything else has evolved by the power of illusion. That's what Mayavadi said. In the phrase aham eva asam eva gre, there are two occurrences of the word eva. There are two evas only, each modifying the word before it. I alone was present, and I was present alone, not at all absent or unreal. Double eva. He is speaking for himself, the person, not on behalf of an impersonal truth underlying him. And so in the context of the Chitukshloki Bhagavatam, he refers to his real forms, qualities, and activities. There's another verb, us, beside the one that means to be present. The other us is noted in the grammarian's official list of verbs as expressing movement, illumination, and the act of taking. Really? Okay. Thus, us can be the throw, but that's a different us, too. Anyway, thus asam can also mean
I showed myself. Asam can also mean I showed myself. Even at the very beginning of the creation, before any imposition of avidya, the powers of illusion, the Supreme Lord appeared in the duality of his personality. What do you have, us?
Us and short us and us with long
us. Oh, us with a long us.
First one means the cloud keeps when the Yoram Shucha go move to shine to day.
What does it say about the meaning?
To go move to shine to shine to day.
But it's with a long us, right? Okay. Let me make a note that we had to fix what I wrote here. What do you got? But the one he's talking about here is the one with the long R, right? What do you got?
Yeah, you have two arms. It's the short arm, the one with the short arm. First is my body, to go move to shine to take. And the second one is second class, to be become, become existing.
Okay, so actually this is a short arm.
Yeah, it's a short arm. Both
okay.
Are short arm.
Good. All right.
And we have also.
Well, the Aswa the Lama is a little different, it's a different verb.
Yeah, you have also another As, Shabana, to throw, and you have As, the same, to seek to be existing.
Okay, but that's Lama anyway. And so you have a third one to throw. Okay. Thus, Asam can also mean I showed myself. Even in the very beginning of creation, before any imposition of, I read that already. Okay, we read it well. Anything else? Okay.
Thus, Asam can also mean assured himself, and then he stopped.
Oh, even at the very beginning of creation, before any imposition of avidya, the powers of illusion, the Supreme Lord appeared in the duality of his personality. Even the Mayavadi, Vopadev, in his discourse on Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Mukta Phalam, acknowledges the eternality of the Supreme Lord's personal form. And the Aitareya Upanishad specifies that even before the creation, the Supreme was present in Purusha Vida, his personal form. Now, next her. No. Yeah. You mean this was not Aitareya?
I don't know. Footnote says Pihataraya Commission 141.
Hold on a second. Let me see. This is number 20 in the footnotes?
20.
Oh boy. Aitareya Kashrutischa. And we have a footnote for. Okay. I'll make a note. Okay, we're out of time anyway. We have only 5 minutes. Any other questions? Well, I had to write this note for you. Okay, go ahead.
Since the last line of the commentary, even in the very beginning of the creation, before any imposition of avidya, that we are just taking the Mayavadi
sutra. Oh, yeah.
But it's not in the
Yeah, okay.
Does it say?
Okay, we should say that this is according to the Mayavadis. Thank you. according to the Maivadis. Okay, please. Lopatis, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Is he famous?
No, he's later on. He's famous. He's a famous author because he wrote some important books, but he's... He's a later Mayavadi follower of Shankaracharya.
Bengali?
He's popular in Bengal. I don't know. Maybe he is Bengali. I can't find a copy of Muktafala. I need to reference it. Someone can dig it up somewhere. I don't think we have it in the library.
You mentioned earlier that Dasasam can also mean a show myself. So the question arises to whom? What does it mean a show myself?
Well, I displayed myself. Can I say display? That's not to anybody in particular. Actually, even show can be interesting, but okay. But I'll make it displayed. I made it to change it, okay. Okay, yes.
You said that one was existing before Namarishi.
Narayan was?
Was existing before Namarishi. So
oh, yeah.
This before, because of the standard of existence is eternality.
Right, but the before is relative. It could be, you could think that it's Mahavishnu talking, or Garbhadakshaya Vishnu talking. That I was before this egg appeared. Or Mahavishnu saying, I was here before anything got created. Or Narayan saying, back in Vaikuntha, I was there even before Mahavishnu showed up. It depends on the viewpoint. Or who. It depends on who you take to be the I speaking.
It's a question of showing up. It's not a question of existing.
Well, yeah, I think technically Mahavishnu is not an eternal form. You know, he doesn't have a planet in Vaikuntha. There only is, just like there's only a Paramatma when there's a material creation, there's only a Mahavishnu when there's a material creation. Anyway, the actual speaker of this verse is Narayan in Vaikuntha. It's being spoken in Vaikuntha. Unless he's talking figuratively about his form in the form of his expansion. And if you take it literally, the person talking is Narayan. Okay.
Some discussion you mentioned that inside the gate of Vaikuntha includes darshan place, planets, and something like that.
As far as I know. There are.
I thought that there are different planets
working in the Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, there are different planets. Within the gates, on the walls of Vaikuntha, those planets are there. This is intergalactic gates. And there are planets inside the gates.
But I thought that there are different planets and every planet has its own gates too.
Really? Maybe also.
Because he's entering one Vaikuntha planet where...
Okay, I don't know. Then
like
if Giant Vijaya are just the gatekeepers of one particular Vaikuntha planet, and there's infinite numbers of other Giant Vijayas or other gatekeepers, other sets of gates, we only read about, in the Pancharatras, quoted by Jiva Goswami, that there are 16 gatekeepers.
Yeah.
8 gates. And 16 gatekeepers. We don't hear that every single planet has its own set of gatekeepers.
I'm just visualizing the Bhagavatam cover book, it has different planets, and we hear the description of Vaikuntha has 7 enclosures.
Right.
So,
but I don't hear anywhere about there being a separate set of gates or walls around each planet. Maybe that's the case, but I never read that.
But it is like, I'm just visualizing the picture of Bhagavatam. How can it be one gate and within that so many planets are like
So the gate is so big it covers the...
Yeah, I mean it's...
floating around in the lake.
Surrounding the whole Vaikuntha region, yeah. Well, there's walls, and there's in the gate, there's gates in the walls. The wall goes all the way around. At a certain point, you know, at the eight corners of the gate, of the wall, there are those gates.
I mean, according to your description, it seems like the Raja is surrounding the spiritual world. So there's some gates, the wall comes out.
I don't know.
That's what it's like the river.
I don't know. I never really puzzled about that, and I don't have information. The only information I have is that there's one set of gates. You know, there's it doesn't say that there's a gate here and a gate, another set of gates at the next planet. Maybe we're not told that because it's too complicated for us to understand, but we're not told that every Vaikuntha planet has its own gates.
But at the same time, how we understand that?
I don't know.
What gates are going
to be like, I don't know. Is. That there is some giant great wall of Vaikuntha, you know, that surrounds the whole thing.
At least this Sri Vaishnavas, they go towards Sapta Prakaravati, and the Sri Ramis.
It's very, it's, yeah.
Kaveri Raja Swajim Vaikuntha Prakaravati. Savasudevo Rangeshana Pratyaksham Paramapadam. They say that Kaveri is Viraja itself and Vasudeva is Ranganath himself.
And we're talking, and the talk is about one Vaikuntha, not about lots
true.
Of different Vaikunthas.
Yeah, so if that is the case, then we understand that what gate says all the Vaikunthas.
That's what it always seems to be that's being described, one gate, one set of gates. Okay, we're sort of out of time. Anything else?
It's about the same topic. I just looked at the very beginning of this past tense. It looks like that when Kumara arrived, it was called region of Vaikuntha.
What is
it? Because the description is going on like, in the Vaikuntha planets, all the residents are similar in form to the circumstances of both themselves. It looks like that it's plural. So it must be one set of gates or more.
In the Vaikuntha planets.
Mm.
Okay, but the verse, the Sanskrit verse doesn't say anything about Vaikuntha planets. I think it just says yatra in the Sanskrit.
Vaikuntasya maha
Vaikuntasya, singular.
Yeah, just Vaikuntha.
Yeah.
Maybe just like an aggregate Vaikuntha. Which means actually.
Yeah, somehow this boundary of Vaikuntha is surrounding the whole thing. And within it are all the planets.
Vaikuntas can mean first of all, Chinam of Newton. It's aggregate, can be Newton.
Yes.
Newton also.
Or Vaikuntha is a single unit, it's a single region, and it has this divided up into planets.
Vaikuntha has one set of gates, and again, small planet itself has a small gate.
What does?
A city has a big gate, like.
But we don't. We can guess that maybe there should be, but I don't see any description of that. Small gates. We don't see any detailed geographical description of the layout of Vaikuntha anyway, in Pancharatras and anywhere. We get some glimpses into Vaikuntha. Just so, you know, you get to step inside the gate and take a peek. That's about all we get to see. Okay. We just don't have information. We just have to guess.
And about this paragraph, the temple told that this light was according to Maya philosophy.
Yes, I already made a note of that.
So, Guruji, then it will be like, even, so the two sentences will be a little different, kind of. Even in the very beginning of creation, before the position of Vidya, the powers of illusion, the Supreme Lord appeared in the duality of his personality according to Mayavadi.
Yeah, I have to.
And again, next sentence is, even the Mayavadi would be there in his discourse.
Yeah, I'll have to work on it. I,
I just made a note to figure it out. I'll have to rewrite the two sentences. But we have to stop. I'm going to interfere with the next class. Okay? All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.